Daled Adar, Sunday, 18th of March, Rabbi Shimon Silkin, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
First of all, I'm glad that you've been hearing some Hilchos Pesach this morning, because it's this time of year people sometimes get upset when you talk about Pesach. It's too early. It's still Mishnah Nesad Marvim Sim. Still be Marvim B'Simcha from the beginning of Adar still, but the Noshim know Pesach's coming. That's for sure. Anyone that lives in a house with a wife will know that Pesach is very much on the horizon. So therefore, in preparation for that, we will try and look at an Indian. Benegea to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I believe that there's a forewarning that is today's title. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, no, we've already announced Chodesh Nisan already, so it's not completely premature to discussing the Indian of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's try and gain a deeper insight into it. What we're going to do is look through the seventh perek of the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah and pick out some nukudas from the Rambam, from the beginning of the parak, going through the first five or six halachas or so, to try and analyze the inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam begins with Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Sakhir V'Nisim V'Mekloi Shanas V'Av V'Sein V'Av Mitzrayim. There is a Mitzvah Aseh L'Sakhir Shel story of visiting the miracles of one place to the other to our what's the record for that? Shemar Zohar is a young house out here talking to the side. By saying, "Kol hamarich v'devorim she'iru v'shahoyu hareze meshubach." Uses the words devorim. We say on say tonight, "Kol hamar v'desafer v'sias mitzrayim." But the lashon of the Rambam is specific when he says, "Kol hamarich v'devorim." The nekuda here, the dogish here,
is Devarim, words. Because you could, it would be a bit of a stretch, but you could think on a marvelous Safed to tell over, you can tell over in your mind, mentally, you can go through the story. Arguably, the Rambam doesn't want to leave any room for Safed here. Very clear, black on white, it needs to be spoken out. On a marvelous B'Devarim, that it needs to be spoken out. Furthermore, No, the Rambam does not bring Bigal Telebincha. The Rambam brings Vehikul, we'll come to Vigadu to Levincha later. But the Rambam learns Vigadu to Levincha is a makor to tell you that it needs to be done on Seder night. Vigadu to Levincha bayoim hahu. But the makor for the Sipur itself is Zohar. We'll come to Vigadu to a bit later. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues. Another famous Halacha that we know, also based on the Gemara of Design on Medalev. But the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonu, like the Mishnah brings down the Gemara, Ton Rabbonu Chochum v'noi shoy aloi, v'im lav ishtoi shoy altoi, v'im lav hu shoy la atzmoi. Says the Rambam, paraphrasing the Gemara, hoy olavadoi shoy la atzmoi. Now here's a remarkable thing. That even if the person is sitting by themselves, why isn't it enough for them to sit back, put their feet up, and b'kai meseva, and read the Haggadah in their mind. Let it pass through. Let them remember and sort of, you know, play the story through. No. Shoyel la'atzmo, this comes to when we talk about the Manishtan and the other questions of Seder night. It needs to be... the questions need to be asked. So the Sforim say that not only is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim specifically verbal, but it needs to fit a certain format. And the format is She'elot Teshuvah. Dahainu like this. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, eshtens, it needs to be spoken, and tzveitens, it needs to be spoken in a question and answer format. The fact that it needs to be spoken is very clear. By the way, of course, the Gemara that we say on Seder night. What does Rama Gamliel say? Rabbi Gamliel hoya oimer kol sheloi omar shloish devarim elu lo yotso yedei chovosoi Pesach matzah moriz machlokus, whether the whole rest of the paragraph needs to be spoken out, you know, we'll be talking about Pesach matzah moriz, but kol sheloi omar, if there wasn't a verbal expression lo yotso, a person might have remembered, a person might have commemorated, a person might have committed to memory, a person might have replayed, not enough, it needs to be spoken. And how should the mitzvah be spoken? How should the story be spoken? Specifically, b'derech she'elo teshuva. There needs to be a question, and there needs to be an answer. So there are some mepharshim who explain that these two components of the mitzvah are connected. And they say like this, you can't really mentally ask yourself a question that you know the answer to. Because simultaneously, as you're asking the question, you already know the answer. So the question never takes root. There was never a question. It can be a rhetorical question. But it's not a real question, if you know the answer. But you can verbalize a question. If the question has chalois, in the fact that you have said the words, Manishtano halayla hazemikol halaylos. Under his organ, it's not a question, Mechlal. Manishtano is Meloshan. How different is this night? Like, Morabu ma'asecho Hashem. Right, we're not asking Morabu, we're saying Morabu. Some say Manishtano. How gewaldically different! But I don't know why they need to kvetch. In the Maisa, there's a mitzvah of Sheilu Teshuva. Very clearly, it needs to be Shoyel Atzmoy. There needs to be a Chocham. Needs to be Shoyel. And if it's not a Chocham, and if it's a son of a Chocham, then the son and the son. There's no son, then the wife. There's no wife. Needs to ask himself. So these two Nukudas come together to give us the Tzura of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That there's an inyan of speaking it out, and the inyan is that needs to be spoken out, b'derech she'elo teshuva. So to try and understand this, we need to look at the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, also based on the Gemara there, based on the Mishnah actually. The Mishnah there in Pesachim says, maschil b'genus, u'mesayim b'shvach. As machlokes in the Gemara, what the genus is, according to Rav, the genus is mitchila oivda avodazorah hayav. We say no. That's where we need to start from, going all the way back to the days of Terach. According to Rava, it means avodim hoyinu, where the genus is our genustic experience, the negative experience. It's either Terach or it's Paroi. But lemaisa, there is a mitzvah, or there is an Indian akaponim. The halacha says that the haggadah needs to be presented maschil bignus umesayim b'shvach. And the Rambam brings both shittas lemaisa that we need to. But the ikkah is that it needs to start bignus. It needs to start in the dark. It needs to start in the negative. So the Sforim explained that the idea of that, l'chora, it's Seder night, why not just talk about the Gevaldik and Nisim and Niflois? Isn't that how the Rambam started? The Rambam began by saying, Mitzvah L'Sapim and Nisim and Niflois. Just say what happened during the Makkas. Talk about what happened to Kriyas Yamzu. No. There's an inyan that has to be Maschil Bignus. Why Maschil Bignus? A state in Maharal like this. That if we don't appreciate the Gnus, then we will not appreciate the Shvach. The Shvach, the good sky, the wonder of Yetzias Mitzrayim is brought into focus only because we have the backdrop that is the Gnus. Mitoich, that there was such a dark time, the Klal Yisrael experience, whether it's a spiritual dark time of Mitzchila Oved Avodah Zarah, or it's the physical and spiritual dark time of Mitzrayim itself. Either way, that dark time gives us the background that helps us appreciate the Shvach. And therefore it's essential that there is a haschol of bignus, that it begins with the dark. And the way the Maharal explains this is together goylel or mipnei choshech. The word mipnei can either mean from, in front of, or it can mean because of. Zem mipnei zed, it's because of that. Goylel or mipnei choshech means HaKadosh Baruch Hu rolls out the light because there is choshech. Vibal sigeven choshech. Now I can appreciate light. The fact that the lights are on in here, if you turn them off, there wouldn't be such a marked difference. But in the middle of the night, it makes a big difference. If you turn the lights on against a dark background, then you've got light. Light against light. It's not the same thing. The concept of maschil bignus and mesayim b'shvach is essential. That's why the Pachad Yitzchok explains a tremendous thing here. Before we get on to the Pachad Yitzchok, this is the idea. If we look in the Rambam, the Daik again in the Rambam begins by saying, Mitzorich lehaschil bignus and mesayim b'shvach. And what is the Messiah Mishvach? What is the end game? What is the goal at the end? What's the target? Where have we gone when we began with the Gnus to get to the Shvach? So the Rambam, or Messiah, in other words, look at the Rambam, it's a Gevaldik Meduik here. Ketzad Maschil u'Mesaper, how do you begin? And how are you Mekayim, this idea of Maschil b'Gnus and Messiah Mishvach? So the Rambam, Shebetchilo hoya v'seinim meiterach, melefon of koifrin v'toyin, that's the Gnus, that they were koifim, they were apokosim. V'toyin acha hebel, v'roifin acha avoyde zora. And what's the Messiah Mishvach? Is the Messiah Mishvach that there were 10 makas? Is the Messiah Mishvach that Mon fell from heaven? Is the Messiah Mishvach that water came out of a rock? Is the Messiah Mishvach that Kosh Baruch with Korea Yamsuf? Are those the Shvachas? No, not going to the Rambam. What's the ultimate Shvach? It's like the Rambam Gevaldi. Or Messiah Midas O'Emes. So we're going from Avodah Zarah to Emunah Berurah. That's the Gnus and that's the Shvach. The whole tachlis of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim is to take us from Kfira to take us to Anochi Hashem Elokecha Ma'amir HaSinai. That's the function. That's the goal. That's what's important. We have to remember that the whole Seder night is Geboit Arum, is built around the foundational concept that we need to instill emunah. We need to come out of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Seder night with emunah. That's the Messiah b'shvach. Not to say that we were liberated, we were physically redeemed, but that we went from gnus of avodah zarah, whether it's avodah zarah of Mitzrayim, avodah zarah of Terach, to machnis shtois. That's not the ikkah. The ikkah is that we came kerbonu liyichudoi. So the Pachad Yitzchok gevaldige deher. Pachad Yitzchok says, this is the inyan of She'ela or Teshuvah. She'ela is the Choshech, and the Teshuvah is the Oyer. The question is the darkness, and the answer is the light. And if there's no question, then there's no answer. If there's no Gnus, then there can't be a Shvach. Mitoichna, the whole Tachlis of Seder night, it's to be maschil b'gnus and mesayim b'shvach. So that's she'ela, and then teshuvah. And that can only be done if it's spoken out. The way the Pachad Yitzchok explains it, he says, if you give someone a piece of information, so it's a piece of information, but it can slide, it's like pouring water on a smooth surface. Right? It'll slide off. It'll evaporate. It'll dissipate. It'll disappear. Masha Inkin, if a person digs a hole, and then the water's poured in, then there's somewhere for that water to be stored. If we just throw out the information, no, they were in Eretz Mitzrayim, and then they got out through the Temakus and the Kinta. So it's water off the proverbial duck's back. And if there were ducks in Yam Suf, water off a duck's back. But if a person builds and digs a hole, so there's a moment of darkness, because there's an intellectual darkness of sorts, Chvashtenisht. And then you respond with a new deher and a new answer and a new insight. Oh, that's a whole different world. So Rav Huttner explains that that's the inyan of Maschil B'Gnus and the Sayyam B'Shevach is She'elol Teshuva. You begin with Gnus, I don't understand, there's a darkness, and then Goyel El Or Mipnei Choy, then there's Or when you give the answer to something that wasn't there before. So, this is a tremendous thing, that it's only because of the question that we can really have a proper understanding and a proper appreciation. So, Sforim say, by Avraham Avinu, the Moshul, Avraham Avinu says in Pasuk, Vayhi ka shehisu oisei elokim, loshen hisu is loshen toyeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Avraham, kibayochel, if we can say such a thing, toyeh, the truth is we say that when we say vidui, we say titonu, and we clap for titonu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to stray. Avraham Avinu is almost praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing him to stray. And if you look in the Meforash HaPosuk there, they explain that this means in his previous experiences with Terach and the Oivda Avodah Zarah of his time, that he grew from that. He grew from that. That the Or Gadol that he found, the Bira, the Lekes, that Avraham Avinu found that was the Bira Olam, was only deeply embedded in his inner psyche and in his own experience because he came from a place of deep gnus. In deep darkness, umitoich lechoyshech, he found the shvach. That's a remarkable thing. I'm going to share with you a chasam sofer. If you've heard this chasam sofer before, you probably haven't stopped dancing in joy from having heard it. This is an unbelievable chasam sofer. I heard it a few years ago when I was by Square Rebbe in Bratislava. It's a long story. Preshburg, there for a Shabbos. I can't remember who the speaker was. So I'd like to be. Bring the Geula, the season of Geula. It's called Oy Medover B'Shem Omrai. I can't remember who it was. There's a whole lineup of Rosh Hashiva and Gedolei Olam there. I can't remember who this was who spoke. It wasn't the Rebbe himself, but it was one of his guests. And he spoke over this Chasam Sofer, and I was so excited that when I came back, I went and bought myself the Chasam Sofer. I didn't have a Toros Moshe at home. I bought it in Hizchus. Chasam Sofer is in Droshes on Shabbos Shuvah. Hear how Chasam Sofer touches up a pasuk. Unbelievable. And the Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer that I believe ties straight in to how the Pachad Yitzchok is learning up this Rama. The Pasuk that we say on Motzei Shabbos, Pasuk says, V'achaltem ochoil v'sovoya, v'hilaltem v'shem Hashem adakeichem, asher osa imochem lahatli. Taich, you will eat and you'll be satisfied, ochoil v'sovoya, and you'll praise the name of Hashem, who has done with you wondrously. Asher osa imochem lahatli. Zog de Chasam Sofer, kva kosavti memokim ache b'shem moiri b'haflo'a. He's quoting a haflo'a. That the Pasuk says, ki chukov u'mishpotov li'Yisrael. Said it this morning in Shachis. Ki chukov u'mishpotov li'Yisrael. And here come the words of the Chasam Sofer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi latzadik kushyois al derochov batoira uve emuna uve soidois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates questions in the mind of the tzaddik, b'negeah to Torah, and b'negeah to Emunah, and b'negeah to Sodis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implants into the mind of a tzaddik questions, Emunah questions, state mefurish. Why? Why did tzaddikim struggle? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, ki lo yir... Why did the Baruch Hashem say to Moshe, "Lo yirani holdem v'choy"? That Moshe Rabbeinu requested to see, to understand more. Fabos, stam to be mevald with the mayach. Chas v'shom, kedei sheyamik v'yimso teretz v'yali liyidia yoseh mashehoyol lefonim. In order that he'll say, "Taka, a good question. Let's go and find an answer. And they'll delve deeper, and they'll discover, and they'll go on a journey of discovery, and they'll find a new deher and a new understanding, and they'll come closer to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh for it. Dehaimu. Not to machavek, akasha and emunah. Chazra, mustn't think. Chazra Sofer said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that question, lechatchila. He wants you to think. He wants you to clear our eye, like you look at clear eye and Rav Chaim al Rambam, the Faran Klein and Rav Chaim. You study the Sura Emunah, and he goes weiter. Shuv yikshe gam al zeh. Then have another question. Also Shmeinen. He got a good answer. Time to move on. No. Shuv yikshe gam al zeh. Noch hakasha. For shuv yale leidi apnimis yoisim. Come in, inner, more internal understanding. V'haynu ochoil v'sovoya. Ochol shuhu mekor loy ma ochol v'yachzov yoichal. That's what it means. You'll eat and you'll eat more. Afilu pa'omim rabbis. And what's it referring to? What are you eating? Cholent, kishka, Google? No. V'koi a'achilas ha'Torah. And what happens when a person eats and is satisfied with Torah? So they eat more and they want more, and there's a constant thirst, an ongoing thirst, smeim l'dvar Hashem. And then what happens? V'hilaltem es shem Hashem Elokeichem asher oso imochem lahafli. You'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He made that pele in your mind. You'll be so grateful for the fact that you had this question, you had this wonder, you had this misunderstanding, a misconception that has now been satisfied. V'hilaltem es shem Hashem asher oso imochem lahafli. He made you peledik. Thank you. Tzkum tadank shi polem mimcha hadova. And then you ever heard a chasam sofer like that? An unbelievable type shop in the pasuk. People are very scared about questions. But as we said before, the whole Seder night is kidei to get to the shvach at the end. What shvach at the end? We walk through a sea. The sea split? No. In the Rambam, the shvach of Seder night is the kervonu liyichudoi. We come to a closer understanding, a closer relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. By the time we finish Seder night, we have a much closer relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's perhaps why the minig is to say shir hashirim on Seder night, at the end of Seder. There's such an ava, there's such a dveikus. All you want to do is sing about ani ledoidi vedoidili. How was that generated? How did that happen? What happened there? You dare to ask the question. Ochoil v'sovoya. And then what happens is that you find a new understanding. But that new understanding creates new questions. Good, this is exciting. Let's find another understanding. And then that level creates another level. And at the end you'll say, V'hilaltem, yetz v'shteich. Thank you for making it. Asher also imochem lahafli. Azoshtein chasim sofer b'shem lahaflor. The haylu before being that only through the derech of she'elo teshuva is it possible to come to true emunas Hashem, the anoichi Hashem elokecha, which is the sea, which is the goal, which is the ultimate destination of Seder night. There's a very obvious problem. I've forgotten the times because it used to start later. Can I still keep the old end time? There's a problem here. There's a very obvious problem. You quoted before the mitzvah, the pasuk, v'higadeta levincha. What's the problem with v'higadeta levincha? The whole mitzvah is v'higadeta levincha. That we need to speak a hagoda. That's the lashon hagoda, by the way. That's why the Pachad Yitzchok says, that's why we go from ma'amoros to dibros, because a ma'amor is something that's soft. Yishtei gemara makas. V'ayoyim is something that's soft. Soft means I'll give you the information. There's no demand. Dibur is the lashon kosher, yishtei gemara. Right, Haggad is also Lashon Koshe, Koshim Kegidin. Why is it hard? Because you've created a hole. Now I need something real. You can't just pass me off as though, you know, when there's something that's parav. I need something that's proper. The problem is that V'higadeta levincha is the mocker for teaching the son at the Seder table the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But which son is it? It's the son that's Eino Yodea Lishoel. The ganze shtickel Torah is out the window. Eini Yodea Lishol, what are we going to do with that son, Eini Yodea Lishol? Not only what are we going to do with the son, Eini Yodea Lishol, there's no Sheila, there's no Maschil Vignus, there's no Kasha, there's no Osir Yimochem Lehafli. So there's no Eini Yodea Lishol, and put the ganze posuv Yigadu Tumilcha, up the Sachloi. How do you know? Because we got it on the milch. Ah, Pesach loy means that you don't wait for a question. It's maschil b'shvach. What happens in maschil b'gnus or we got it on the milch that represents any day alisha? Do kasha? The answer has to be is that any day alisha does not necessarily mean a young child who is unable to ask. Notice, it doesn't say that the child doesn't know to ask. Rather, Einu Yodea Lishoil can be touched up that he doesn't know how to ask. Einu Yodea Lishoil, Eveznisht Via Zoytzufrag and Akasha. Because there are questions, and there are questions. Muzog, when Muzog and Azir, there are questions, and then there are questions. Dahaina, what we've said all this time is the Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, that Mice is beyond the Chasam Sofer, that there is an inyan to embrace a question. And to use it as a catalyst for deeper and further appreciation and understanding. To use that as an excuse, as a tool, as a vehicle. To gain a proper vihilalta in the Shem Hashem. But there are questions and there are questions. There are questions that go right back to the beginning. And there are questions that start just after the beginning. All of this is in the Pachad Yitzchok. In a different maimah. Talks about this when he gets to Bechor. What do we wear on our heads? We wear tefillin. What's contained in the tefillin? The story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In what context? Kaddishly called Bechor. The culmination of the Eser Makkos in Mitzrayim was Makkos Bechoras. A Bechor is the beginning, it's true. Bikurim is the first thing, a Bechor is the beginning. It's not really the beginning, is it? The Bechor is the beginning of stage two. So Shtetens Forum Bechor is 2-2-2, the Gematria 2-2-2, and so on and so forth. The Hainu, the Bechor is beginning, the next beginning. It's the beginning of the first chapter. But it's not the preface. It's not the introduction. It's not the page of Hamlots. So Shem Pachad Yitzchok, that the Indian there is that a legitimate question is the question that begins at Shlav Beis. That starts at number two. Once you've laid the foundation, once you've taken on the pashtus, then you can load up the questions noch anant ad ein soif. But we never dare challenge or ask questions about the very basics, the basis of emunah pshuta. That's not up for grabs. It's not available. It's not negotiable. The original, that is unavailable. It's out of order. Tehainu, at Pesach loy is the mitzvah that says, listen, you have a chiv to understand that. Onoichi Hashem Elokecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Bekervonu l'avodoso yisborach. And that's where we are. Now, you understand. Now give me your questions. Every question is an available and an acceptable and a legitimate question. This is the reason that we say on Seder night, Matzu zu she'onu oichlin al shumo. We don't say on Shumo Oichlin Matzah. We don't say, what are we eating matzah for? No, that's the wrong way to ask a question. Matzah Zushana Oichlin, period. End of story. Finished. Now, Al Shumo. Chas v'sholem to negate the question process. Chas v'sholem. Invite question. The whole Seder night. You take this Kaori, you take it in, you bring it out, the Kloyos and all the things that happens. The Gantz and Karpas is a whole minig only Kadesh Yishalu Atinoikas. That's how we work. She'elo Teshuva. Abada, because v'hilal tem Hashem Hashem, the halal nirtso. At the end of Seder night is v'hilal tem Hashem Hashem because of ochel v'shavoya, because osu imochim lahafli. First you establish the basics, then you invite every question that's available or not. That the very poshita dogma of this in the day-to-day life is in any sort of relationship. There are two types of questions. There's one type of question that is acceptable and legitimate, even if it's difficult to deal with. And then there's another kind of question that is off the table. It's not acceptable at all. It breaks down the entire building falls apart. Let's talk about an employment situation. Right? So if an employee has not delivered, the boss has every right to ask, why were you late? Why did you spill coffee over the notes? Right? Why didn't you send that email on time? Why did you speak up in the meeting when you said, all the kashas mutter. The one question that the employer cannot ask his employee is, why did they ever hire you in the first place? Why did I ever hire you in the first place? If I'll take it one step further. even more, a slightly more, something even more relatable. We've mentioned Shia Ashirim before. It's not an Indian in the Heligus form, which I don't understand. Knesset Yisrael, Torah Zuxuba, the Kopalim HaKegigis was a chuppah, the Bernishon Bechasim Gehad, there's a whole song about it on the Yiddish. It's beautiful, very nice. This concept that Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, is married Kibayochel to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Loma Redden, a marriage. Why did you burn the soup? Again. Yeah. Why are you late home? Again. Why didn't you sign the homework books that left them out on the front table? Alakash is mutter, it's a fair question. But the person turns around and says, why did I ever marry you? Dostoynisht. That destroys everything. If the basis, the foundation is set, this is the matzav. Now, let's discuss. Bring Alakash to the stivils, that's not a problem. But if a person goes to the shoyrish, goes to the makor, goes to the yesoid, oru, oru, adha yesoid ba. That's not acceptable. The Bechor, the Kaddishli called Bechor, is the Reishis of the rest. But it's not the Reishis, the Reishis. I think that's the Lashon of the Bechor Yisrael. And that is Seydunat. The Hainu at Pesach Loi means, provide the basics. But once you've provided the basics, Chas V'Sholem to slap the questions down. Chas V'Sholem to negate the questioner. Chas V'Sholem to Meilin. As the Toidnisht. Because that's very destructive. And we see it all around us. I think they had a guest speaker here last week, spoke about this Inyan, the Harchova. But it's emes, that when people don't know where to draw the line sometimes, seeing what's considered a legitimate question, a query, and an illegitimate query, then what happens is that all the questions get lumped into the forbidden box. And then what happens? Then people don't get the answers that they're looking for. But Chasam Sofer says sometimes there's an innocent mind that's not questioning the Yisoid, Ada Yisoid Bo. All they want to know is, Vashtanen, the Yisoid, now open up the mind. That's the Chasam Sofer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the questions in the mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting the questions in there. Avraham Avinu praised the Rebbeinu Shel Kasher, Hisu Oisi Adank, Shkoyach Rebbeinu Shalom. That you put me bein hatoyim, so now I can appreciate what it means to be v'hiv dilonu min hatoyim. That's the whole purpose of Messiah. B'shvach, on a background of maschil b'gnus, dafge she'elo teshuva. Because if there's no she'elo, then there's no teshuva, we'll never get to anoich Hashem elokecha, which is the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the first place. I wish you a question.